Hello, my friends. I'm here with Dr. Peterman, and we want to bring you our first podcast episode for 2023. So I'm here with Dr. Peterman, who is doing podcast in his truck today. And hey, Doc.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going really well. We've had a lot of nice rain, and here we are talking, and how could it be any better?
That's awesome. Well, today we wanted to talk to our customers and our followers about the difference between the general medicine field and how natural health, how we really focus on the whole person and not trying to fix what's broken. Could you elaborate on that for our listeners?
Yeah, I need to preface that with saying that I'm not trying to find fault with the current medical establishment. I'm just trying to point out the differences. And you're right. We look at the entire person. I guess I could just begin by giving you an example. I have a product, and it's a very good product, and people would ask me, well, is that for the liver, for the brain, or is that for the heart? And I would kind of smile and say, well, no, it's actually for every living cell in the body.
Okay.
And after a moment, they kind of, okay, I got it. All right. But I said, you know, what I'm trying to establish in your mind is that every cell and every organ is all interrelated with every other part of the body. We're not components that are plugged together. Everything works together as a giant organism. We're just a lot of everything all at once. And to say, well, we're going to treat you for this or treat you for that, it's going to have consequences in other parts of the body. And allopathic medicine, which was really started to be pushed heavily in the 20s, was little less about let's try to find a cure than it is let's make the patient comfortable. In other words, let's go after the symptoms, and if we happen to stumble across what's causing it, that's fine, but we're going to make the patient a lot more comfortable. Well, you know, that has merit, but after a while, it's kind of gotten to the point where we don't really care if we find a cure, because this taking care of symptoms and stuff is pretty good business. Best example I can give you is probably type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
Everybody that has any knowledge, true knowledge of type 2 diabetes, they know it is a curable situation. You can cure that. You can cure it naturally. You don't need drugs. And yet, all the advertisements on television and on the internet are maintenance your A1C, maintenance your diabetes. Well, my friend, if you're maintenance in your diabetes, you have one foot in the grave, because you're never going to get better. You're simply taking care of the situation you have right now. Wouldn't it be better just to eliminate type 2?
Yeah.
So we look at it as being able to do the eliminating of certain conditions, not diseases, but certain conditions through diet and various supplementation. And that's not practicing medicine. That's practicing whole body nutrition and well-being of our clients.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very interesting. I was just listening to Dr. Hyman, I think it was yesterday. He's just another doc I love to follow. And we're having a pandemic of even young people having liver issues. So we know that sugar causes diabetes. Sugar, white flour, high fructose corn syrup, and anything else that turns to sugar quickly in the body, we know it leads to diabetes. But what is it doing to the liver on a regular, everyday basis? We're eating way more calories in a day today than we did many years back. And certainly we were much more active. Uh-oh.
Sorry, somebody's okay. trying to get me, and I told them we're doing a podcast.
Certainly, we were much more active when we had to grow our own garden or, you know, do things, you know, walk places instead of driving our cars and work with our hands instead of using a keyboard, those types of things. So I definitely see where the whole body is what makes us healthy rather than fixing one thing.
You know what? That is so powerful. But you know, a lot of the diseases that we're coming in contact with, what I come in contact with, for example, dementia, Alzheimer's, ALS, MS, Parkinson's, all these various conditions, turn out all, every single one of them, are the root of all of those is the destruction of mitochondria.
Yeah.
And so what we have to look at in many of those cases, because it turned out that it applies to every single kind of those diseases, is, well, if that's the case, what's killing off the mitochondria?
Yeah.
And an example of type 2 diabetes, it turns out that it's less the blood sugar and high fructose than it is actually eating something that kills your biome in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly enough, the Hispanic culture that I work with here in Texas, these people have a tradition of using corn in their diet. They've been that way for thousands of years.
Right.
And now it's killing them because they don't know that GMO corn is in fact still, it still has the toxins, which is a little snippet of DNA that was inserted by some of the plant companies like Monsanto. And in case of Monsanto, it happens to be Bacillus transgensis, which is BT. You can go down to Home Depot or Lowe's and buy a bottle of BT and spray trees, and you'll kill all the bagworms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that BT has been inserted into the actual genome of corn. And almost 90% of all corn in the United States now contains this BT splice.
Yeah.
So when that poison is put out by a corn plant, it's a really brilliant idea. It drives away all the insects that were going to be eating the corn. So it's a great idea. But what they didn't realize was that material, although very, very low in the quantity, that toxin stays with the kernels of the corn. You
mm-hmm.
can't boil it out. You can't fry it out. You can't bake
okay.
it out.
So
therefore, it takes out, when you eat a bag of corn chips, you take out for 4 to 6 months your biome in your gut.
Okay, so you think it's not the glyphosate that's left on the grain itself. You think it's the engineering of the changing of the seed itself?
Absolutely. The seed has inherited this toxin. And the toxin has been shown in a number of white papers that I've studied. The toxin is very low. But if you accumulate a lot of it by that's your main diet because you happen to have that in your culture, that becomes a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I used to say, small leaks sink ships. And so this is a kind of a drip, drip, drip situation where it builds up to the point that the biome doesn't work. And the
mm-hmm.
gut is the basis of almost everything that goes on in the body. And
mm-hmm.
it makes it very difficult to produce the endocrine balance from the gut within the body to help control our absorption of and utilization of sugars that we're really not used to. For example, high fructose. You can tolerate a little bit more of it if you had the healthy gut. But in this case, we've lost that. And most people, whether they're Hispanic and have that diet or not, we all munch down on corn chips. So it's really, it's not a good thing. That's just one example of whole body observance.
Yeah.
And I think probably the one thing that differentiates our practice of naturopathic medicine is a single word, and that's next. Basically, we take the time. I know when I have a new patient, I take the time, probably as much as an hour to hour and a half, mm-hmm. to do an initial review.
Yeah.
And I will ask every kind of question you can think of. People, mm-hmm. why ask me that? I have to know who you are as a whole person in yeah. order to be able to help you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the funny thing about our medicine is that I've had people say, well, what kind of vitamin are you going to give me? What kind of pill are you going to give me? I said, I'm going to give you anything except homework. I got to know that you're going to go home and do the things we talked about. You have to take charge of your health care.
Yeah.
It is now a thing where you're in charge of your health care, not Dr. Bob or Dr. Betty or anybody else. Those people are there to help you, and if they don't do the job, fire them, you know.
Yeah.
But in this case, you're every moment of your life, you're in charge of what makes you well or sick.
Right.
And so we ask that the person will go home and do certain things, and very directly will say, if you're really not interested in doing the homework, mm-hmm. I'm not your doctor. I can't help you
yeah.
because I have to have your participation before I'm effective.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between allopathic medicine and whatever. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've been to doctors in the past, and you're right. They just kind of heard you through quickly. And recently I had a little infection, and I went to a private pay doctor, and he spent so much time with me. I was actually kind of uncomfortable. I'm like, don't we need to move things along a little bit here?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's amazing how they program us after a while.
Let me give an example of how deep this goes. Sometimes people say, well, why do you have to talk to him so long? And I'll say, most of the time, near the very end, they give up their secrets. And we have one lady, she complained. She would see me every week and complain about being tired. We tried all kinds of things. She kept saying, I'm grouchy at work, and they don't like me because I'm grouchy. And it just went on and on. I finally sat her down, and I said, you're not telling me something. There's something you're not telling me. I said, do you like your job? She said, I love my job. And I said, but you've got anxiety like I've never seen. And all of a sudden, she put her hands, her face in her hands and started crying. I said, what is wrong? And she says, I have an addiction. And I said, what kind? Are you opioids? And she says, no. I get up at 2:00 at night, and I play video poker for 2 hours. I've lost everything that we have. Everything. She says, my husband's gonna kill me. And I said, no, I don't think he will. But you have to be honest, you have to bring it to his attention. And about 6 or 8 months later, they called me and said, everything's fine. We worked everything out. And she's in a gambling thing, whatever they call it, gambling anonymous, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And everything worked out. But it took all that time to crack the shell,
yeah.
none of which that level of anxiety would be cured by any pill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's a, what do they call it? The, when you start to leave the doctor's office, that's when people actually tell the most important thing. Like, they have a term for it. I forget what it's called, but yeah.
I guess that will be an exit confession.
Yeah, that. Well, this has been fun. We've already covered 3 or 4 pieces of information, and we're just like 14 minutes into this, so that's cool.
That's amazing. That's good. Again. Do this again. Your questions are very, very good. And I generally have some kind of an analogy or some kind of a little story that goes with the thing. I can tell you what I've experienced.
Okay.
And I've been doing this a long time now. I've actually been involved in this for about 20 years. I've only been a naturopathic doctor for, I guess, five years now.
Uh-huh.
I'm starting late, but I've been a naturopath, practicing naturopath, since 2005.
Wow.
So I studied a lot before then.
Yeah, but your formula for the Time Challenger brand has led to lots of study about how mitochondria work in the body.
Oh.
I can't wait for future episodes when we can share with people more of that information. So,
boy, is that ever powerful. You're right. That's powerful. You know, people voted me in my senior year as the person that either blow up the world with a nuclear weapon or take out my brain and play with it. Well, I actually own a nuclear lab, and I am working on blood-brain barrier research. So maybe they will.
Yeah, that is some fascinating stuff. I learned a little bit about the blood-brain barrier things when we talked about certain essential oils cross the blood-brain barrier, like frankincense. And they're
right.
Those things that can go in and turn off abnormal cells in the body so we can help get a few more healthy cells going. But that depends on us changing our nutrition and doing the hard work to eat well and to, you know, just make better choices in our life. And it includes
that's
our
right.
emotional health. You know, we're bombarded with so much information every day. We kind of have to tune out to save our own sanity.
You know, there's a fellow said a long time ago, I think it was like 30 years ago, something about TV being a thief that steals your time.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's absolutely not true. We give away our time to the monster. Nobody comes in with a gun up to our head and said, you have to watch reruns of Bob Newhart show.
Yeah.
I mean, we do this because we have so little else in our lives that we can find meaning in. And it's a lazy way to not have to have a hobby, talk to your spouse, play with your kids, write something interesting that happened to you in your life.
Yeah.
So those hours, and those days, and those months and years are gone.
Yeah.
And for what?
Mm-hmm.
To watch other people work?
Yeah.
Those people are working. They're actors.
Yeah.
You're just sitting around watching somebody work.
Yeah.
So that's kind of dumb.
Yeah. Okay, Doc. Well, I think we're going to wrap this episode up. And what is it you say?
I say most every time, be well.
You bet.